Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Sunday night service here at Calvary Baptist Church, Powder Springs. And we count it an honor and a privilege to be here one more time in God's house to deliver His Word. And I want to say that it's raining quite a bit outside right now, and I believe the forecast is going to be that way through the evening. But nonetheless, we're dry on the inside. And so thank you for joining us tonight. And we are going to mention some things in just a moment by way of prayers and praises and a bit of information. And then we will bring the message tonight. But we had a good morning this morning, as we do every Sunday morning. And but we talked about some things out of Psalm 139, verse 7 through 12. On the thickest darkness. And we talked about how the Lord is fully aware of everything that we go through. And David actually mentioned in verse number 12 that it was dark, but yet it wasn't dark to the Lord. Both light and darkness are all the same to Him. The Lord can see into our dark places. And we hope that was a help this morning. But we're going to be in the New Testament tonight. We'll mention that in just a moment. But I would like to ask for prayer for Brother Alan Clayton. He was here this morning, but he's dealing with the situation that he is the dropsy, the Bell's, the Bell's palsy. Brother Alan is dealing with. And so please remember him in prayer as he tries to get better on that. And let's remember Miss Cheryl Millwood and her sister, who is undergoing some pre-op stuff so that she can have heart surgery. And also, let's remember all of the families, all families that are at home tonight with or without COVID. And many, many families are dealing with the COVID right now. And so we're praying for you, all of you that are out there dealing with that. We're praying for you. Also, I mentioned this morning, but also request tonight prayer for County Line Baptist Church. This is where a friend of mine is the pastor, Reverend Danny Horsley. And they recently had experienced death within their membership. 43-year-old, I believe, choir director went home to be with the Lord, unrelated to COVID, heart complications. But let's remember that family, that church, and Brother Danny and his family tonight. Let's also remember our ministry there at the Calvary Children's Home, the Tree Lot. And I believe that they're still going right now. And rain and all. And so devoted disciples over there making much of Christmas trees. And so what a blessing that ministry is. And so we're praying for them as they're there. Again, let's just remember everyone on our prayer list. Let's remember our world. Let's remember those in position. Let's just pray for one another this evening. Let's pray at this time, and then we're going to jump right in to God's Word tonight. And then, of course, we'll give a virtual invitation as we do regularly. Heavenly Father, we bow tonight. In no other name but Jesus' name, the name that's above every name. The name by which every tongue will confess one day that Jesus is Lord. Lord, I thank you for the service we had this morning and everything that made up of that service. Thank you for some visitors we had. Lord, we're trying to follow certain protocols that would make us all safe as we worship in person. But only you ultimately can allow us to be safe from all harm. So we pray, Lord, that you'll continue that safety here, but also other churches. Be with all of those, Lord, who have COVID, that are dealing with that. Be with all the families that are at home tonight. Lord, be with Brother Allen and his situation, Lord, with the Bell's palsy. We pray that you'll touch him in a mighty way. And, oh God, Miss Cheryl's sister, we pray for her. Dear Lord, we pray for the Horsleys. We pray for County Line Baptist. We pray for our prayer list in its entirety from start to finish, Lord. In the midst of all of this, as we ease our way into Christmas, let us always remember the reason for the season is that the Lord Jesus Christ came and took upon him human flesh, made himself of no reputation, but he served. The ultimate gift was upon the cross, and we're thankful for that. We love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you for who you are and for the things that you have done, the things that you're doing now, and the things that you're going to do. Thank you for the cross of Calvary, and thank you for Calvary Baptist. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen this evening. Tonight we're going to be in the New Testament book of Mark, Mark chapter number 5, and I want to mention some things here. A very practical message tonight, a message that is to be practiced like any message. But more specifically, we're going to look at a woman that had an issue. A woman that had an issue. My actual title tonight is We All Have Issues. We all have issues. But in particular this evening, there was a certain woman that had a certain issue. Mark chapter number 5, notice if you would, one verse, verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. That's going to be our text verse tonight about this woman who had this issue of blood. And again, I want to preach for a few moments on this subject. We all have issues. We all have issues. The word here, issue, it means an important topic. It means a problem. More specifically, in this verse, verse 25, the word issue or the phrase issue of blood, it has to do with a flowing issue. Her issue flowed from within her. Most believe that this was an internal bleeding or an actual hemorrhaging of blood on the inside. And so it would make sense that it is a flowing issue. But nonetheless, it was an important issue in her life. It was a problem in her life. And I want to say that not only this woman had an issue, but we all have issues in life. You know, tonight, your problem, your issue may be physical. It may be financial. It may be marital, parental, mental, psychological, which goes along with mental. But you know, we all have issues tonight. All of us experience things on different scales. But none of us go through life without any problems and without any issues, any important topics, any problems. We all have problems tonight, is what I'm trying to say. But as we look into the life of this woman who had an issue of blood or an issue an issue of blood, this hemorrhaging, I want us to try to glean some things from the kind of issue she had and what she did and what was involved in her life. Number one tonight, in verse 25, we see the duration of her issue or the time length of the issue that she had. Now, the Bible says in verse 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now, so we see that she had this issue, this blood issue for the duration of time was 12 years. And so 12 years time frame of suffering, a time of agony, a time of pain and turmoil. But I do want to say that within this time, 12 years, she developed a grievous routine. a very grievous routine. Notice in verse number 26, the Bible says, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And so her grievous routine within 12 years had to do with trial, had to do with bankruptcy, and had to do with hurt. What a grievous routine. The Bible tells us that she suffered many things of many physicians. So in other words, she was a guinea pig. And you know, back in school or back in, at least they use in the scientific labs, they do trials on guinea pigs. Let's see if this works. Let's see if that works. Let's see if it works or not. Well, this woman was that guinea pig. She would go to many doctors trying to get her problem fixed. She would seek out many physicians for help. And so it was a great time of trial in her life. But also it was a time of bankruptcy in her life. Because the scriptures say, and had spent all that she had. She was in a financial dilemma. She was bankrupt. She was going through trials with this, trial and error, to see what would work to fix her dilemma. But then it was a time of hurt as well, this grievous routine. Bible says, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. So tonight we see that this lady, she had, we see the duration of her issue. It was for 12 years and she had a grievous routine. It was 12 years of trial, 12 years of bankruptcy, and 12 years of hurt. What about us tonight? We all have issues, don't we? Every last one of us have problems we deal with. We have issues we face in life. And many times, issues can lead us down the same road if we're not careful. I mean, if we don't go to the right person, the Lord Jesus, with our issues, if we don't handle ourselves the right way and deal with our problems accordingly, we too can have a grievous routine with our issues of life, of great trial, even financial ruin or hurt even. That's what we see with this lady. She had an issue of blood. And she suffered many things of many physicians, trial and error, and has spent all that she had, was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Sometimes when we deal with our issues, sometimes it takes trial and error for us to understand who to go to for our problems, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not minimizing doctors here, of course. I go to doctors. I'm sure you go to doctors. Thank God for good doctors. But sometimes in life, things have a way of sending us out on a hunt. We try many things to better ourselves. We try, as we mentioned this morning, that many times people try different outlets to fill the void that's within them, to help their issues. They turn to alcohol. They turn to drugs. They turn to all kinds of things in their life to fix their issues. And many times that can be the case. None of us are exempt. If we are not careful, that can be the case of turning to others, to other substances, other things for healing in our life. This woman, she suffered many things of many physicians. She was under great trial. The Bible says that she spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. So tonight, there may be someone who is dealing with an issue in their life, and it's been a grievous routine of trial and hurt, and you're still trying to solve your issues on your own, and you're at a place of being bankrupt, if not financially, bankrupt spiritually, bankrupt mentally. You have nowhere else to turn. You're still trying and trying and trying to fix your own issue. That's what this woman did. Again in verse 26, and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. I want to mention again, as I did this morning, the prodigal son. Because you see, we can compare this story to that of the prodigal son in a sense. And the sense is that this, or the prodigal son, received all of his inheritance, went into a far country, and it was in that far country where he spent all that he had. He spent all that he had. And then I believe by God's providence, there arose a famine in the land. And so we have a young man who had his inheritance, who wasted it with riotous living, and is now in a foreign land with no money, bankrupt, with a famine in the land. That's what we see in like manner here with this woman. She had an issue, and it was an issue of blood. And no doubt, if we were in her shoes, we too, I'm sure, would go to every doctor in town trying to get our issue fixed. We would exhaust every avenue in life trying to get our situation fixed and under control until we had no more means to do that. And so we're not casting stones at this lady tonight. We're not saying that she's a bad person for going to the doctors and all of that. But the truth be told tonight, for 12 years she had this issue, this grievous routine, a life of trial, bankruptcy, and hurt. And many be the case tonight that are dealing with issues and they're going everywhere in this world but to the Lord. They have issues spiritually, and they're trying to fulfill an emptiness on the inside, but they're turning to the left hand, to the right hand, and they're not going straight ahead to the Lord as the Bible tells us. There's issues with that. And so tonight, let us be like this woman, where desperation drove her to Jesus' feet. Number one, we see the duration of her issue, and that was of 12 years. And within that 12 years, she accumulated a grievous routine, verse number 26, of trial, bankruptcy, and hurt. There's a second thing we can glean from this lady and her issue. We're talking about, we all have issues tonight. But this lady and her issue, the duration, but then the desperation. She grew desperate when she spent everything she had for her healing. And I honestly believe if she had more money to spend for her healing than she would have. There's something about being bankrupt and at the Lord's mercy for help. We mentioned this morning, and I'll mention it again, the lame man that laid by the gate called Beautiful. In fact, it was Acts 3, not Acts 4. And he had been begging for alms for all this time, and Peter and John came up at the hour of worship. And he held out his cup, and the Bible says he was expecting something. He was expecting something. He was expecting money. But Peter says, "Silver or gold have I none, such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk." The Bible says he received strength in his ankle bones and his legs, and he went to leaping in the house of God. He was at bankruptcy. He was at a place of bankruptcy in his life. All right? Not only that man, but the prodigal was at a place of bankruptcy in his life. This lady was at a place of bankruptcy in her life. You and I, we will receive our spiritual healing. Our road will go straight. We'll be back on the winning side when we reach that place of bankruptcy and we allow the Lord to work once again in our life. The desperation she had. I want to say first, she had an unresolved issue for 12 years. Second, she spent all she had and still wasn't better. But at this particular point, Jesus was passing by. So she desperately made her way to him. Look, if you would, in verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now I want you to see the picture here. She came in the press behind. There was a great slew of people thronging on Jesus and trying to get to him. And this lady was hurting so bad. She was so bankrupt. She had wasted or at least spent 12 years of her life in a grievous, uncomfortable, painful routine. And she heard that Jesus was passing by. And when she heard that Jesus was passing by, she didn't care how hard it was. She didn't care who was in her way. She was going to make it to Jesus to get her healing. And I want to say tonight, that is the case for every last one of us. We can have as much of Jesus as we want to have. Or we can choose to deal with our situations all we want to with on our own and not involving the Lord in our situation. And we can go to these other things. We can go to these other outlets. We can try to fulfill that emptiness on the inside. But nothing will change for you until you make your way to Jesus. She had a crowd to press through. In fact, this also reminds me of the friends that helped their lame friend into the house of God, but not through the door, but through the roof. There were so many people around Jesus in the temple of that situation, they couldn't get to him. And so they wanted their friend to be healed so bad, so much, and so bad. They had to put the effort in to get to him. And I want to say sometimes we come to Jesus and it's almost like he doesn't answer our prayer. He doesn't change anything. And so sometimes when it comes to getting stronger in the Lord and dealing with our issues in life, sometimes it takes work. Sometimes it's not a one prayer fix all type deal. You know, there's times where we have to go back and go back and then the Lord begins to work upon our heart and we find out there's things that need to be confessed. There's things that need to be forsaken. You remember Naaman in the Old Testament? The Bible says that he received instruction to go down to the River Jordan and dip himself 7 times by the words of Elisha. And you know what happened that 7th time? Naaman was healed of his leprosy. And so tonight, you may have issues. You may have tried drugs. You may have tried alcohol. You may have tried other obscene things or what have you in life. You may have tried all of these things and nothing better. But I want to say that you need to try Jesus tonight. And when you try Jesus and you involve him in your situation and you pray and nothing happens, pray again. Nothing happens, pray again. And keep on praying and pray and pray until the dark clouds start to lift from your mind and heart and you find yourself going in his direction, not these other directions. We see her desperation. You remember the widow woman, I believe it's somewhere around Luke 18, possibly. And she went to the unjust judge. She went to the unjust judge. She needed someone to avenge her of her adversaries. She knocked on the door. He didn't come to the door. She knocked on the door again. Knocked on the door. Nobody came. The unjust judge said this. He said, in so many words, I better go answer that door because she is troubling me and she won't stop unless I answer that door. Justin Hale's version. And the scriptures go on and say, if the unjust judge, which did not know God, care about God, if he avenged her, would not God avenge his own that diligently seek him? I want to tell you tonight to keep on knocking. Keep on asking. Ask the Lord to help you with your issues. Oh Lord, please help me. Dear Jesus, please intervene. And listen, it may not happen the first time. It may not happen the second time. But you can be like Naaman. On the very time you were going to quit and turn your back on God, but yet you went one more time, that could have been your healing and still can be tonight. She just kept on knocking. Kept on knocking, and finally, he answered the door. The desperation that she had, she was working her way through that crowd. Let me mention something else. Not only that, look at verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She felt like she was healed. I'm glad tonight the Lord gives us a salvation that we can feel. I know it's not about emotions, but there are, when a person's saved, there are some emotions that accompany salvation. It's just like the gentleman flying the kite, the young boy actually flying the kite, went all the way up in the sky and the clouds covered it. The dad walked out and said, son, what are you doing? He said, I'm flying a kite. He said, I don't see no kite. How do you know you're flying a kite? He says, I can feel the tug of it. And so we don't rely on emotions. But I am here to say that emotions do accompany salvation. And whenever we choose to do business with the Lord and bring our issues to Him, we will know that He has involved Himself with our situation. We will know, we will feel the lift, the anxiety of that load. I didn't say that immediately it'd go away. Again, it takes several times. It takes persistence. But there is some feeling that accompany a relationship with God. In fact, Paul talks about it in Philippians 4. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so there are some feeling, the feeling of peace. Whatever your issue is tonight, let desperation drive you to the feet of Jesus. It feels like that's been the theme today, is desperation driving us to the feet of Jesus. Let me mention one more thing. Not only we see the desperation she had, but I want you to notice the delay of the Lord. The delay of the Lord. You say, what do you mean delay of the Lord, Brother Justin? Well, if you notice in verse number 22, there was a prior issue to her issue. Verse 22, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And so there was a previous issue of a man named Jairus and his daughter, who was at the point of death. Get this, she was 12 years old, the scriptures indicate. 12 years old. And in verse number 24, Jesus went with him. He was going to touch her. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Wait a minute. Jesus was en route to heal this girl, Jairus' daughter. And now all of a sudden, here's a crowd, and there's a woman with an issue. A man had an issue. This woman has an issue. There's issues. People in that crowd had several issues. But this woman, she was fighting her way to the crowd to get to Jesus for her healing. And if you notice down in verse number 20, verse number 30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" So now Jesus is interrupted of his trip. But he is interestingly interrupted in his trip. Because he was looking around, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" In other words, somebody out here had the faith enough in me to touch me. He knew who it was. He was just allowing that woman to come forth. In verse number 31, and his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude throng thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." I believe also when Jesus said, "Who touched me?" it was actually an invitation for healing. Evidently, it was faith that Jesus knew that she had. She made her way to him. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" It was actually an invitation. Anybody else need a touch? Anybody else need a touch? It's through faith in me. She displayed that faith. But this is my point. Verse 35, he picks back up with the other issue. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" This is my point. The delay of the Lord. Jesus, while there were so many, Jairus had an issue. There was many who thronged him. The press, they all had issues. But yet this woman, she had an issue. And the Lord stopped in his route to heal Jairus' daughter for this woman and her issue. He took time to recognize the faith that she had. I want to say tonight that while many people have issues, God will take time for your issue. He took the time for this woman and her issue. He picks back up with Jairus and he heals his daughter in that issue. And what we find in Scripture is that Jesus, he takes time for people who have issues. What's your issue tonight? We all have issues. Some can mask it better than others, but don't kid yourself. Everybody has problems. The question is, what are you doing about your problems? What are you doing about your issues? I mean, the things that are of important topic, the things that are problematic, the things that are flowing in your life that need to be dealt with, like this woman who had a flowing issue. That's the question tonight, is what is your issue and what are you doing about it? We see the delay of the Lord. He took his time with this woman and then made his way back to Jairus' house. The Lord takes time with people that have issues. The delay of the Lord, the desperation she had when she had spent all, she desperately progressed toward Christ. And then the duration of her issue. That was 12 years of agony, 12 years of pain, 12 years of hurt. Tonight we are going to give a virtual invitation and just give you an opportunity to tell Jesus about your issues. We love you tonight, Father. We thank you for who you are and the things that you do. We don't deserve you making any way toward us. We don't deserve any good thing that comes toward our direction. But you are a good God. You're full of mercy and compassion. And because of that, Lord, we make our way towards you tonight with our issues. We're tired of dealing with them on our own for such a long time. Lord, we're desperate, and we know that you will give us adequate time because you love us. Give liberty during this virtual invitation, and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.